Hello everyone, welcome back to the F1 pod, and today we have got some breaking news. As we said in our previous podcast, if you haven't listened to, please go listen to it after this. It's just covering all of the car liveries, release dates, testing 1, testing 2. So yeah, but getting onto the Haas car, it has been released. As such, the livery has been released, obviously. It was through their socials with pictures. Obviously, they can't just show everyone the competition, their car. But they have given us images, hard proof of their car. Now, as we predicted kind of last week, it is very much like the old car or the old livery. But this time, there's no green. We've got white, red and black. Very clean livery. I really like that. I really do like the livery. You know, it's clean, it's fresh, it's sharp. Obviously, the black wasn't people's favourites. The only problem is that, you know, dirt or flies, things are going to become quite noticeable on the car, obviously, if there's things like that. But yeah, I really like it. The reception online's been really positive. It hasn't been negative as such, so yeah. But next, moving on to a more sensitive topic for the world of motorsport this week, and that is the coronavirus. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this podcast knows what the coronavirus is. It's a very widespreading virus in China, and yeah, it has meant that the Chinese EPRI, emphasis on the E there, so obviously talking about Formula E here, has been cancelled. Which obviously no one likes to see a motorsport event cancelled, but yeah, it's been cancelled. For multitude of reasons, one of them being the coronavirus, as well as that. We don't know whether the Chinese Grand Prix, and Vietnam, because obviously they're very close to each other, might be cancelled or not. There hasn't been any news out of Formula One, hasn't been any news from Liberty Media. So yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, we don't want, or personally, I don't want those events to be cancelled. Vietnam, obviously, it's its first year. It'd be nice to go to that track, you know, see how it is. Because no one wants a new track to be set back a year or such. So yeah, it's not the nicest of things, but you know, you just have to cater for it. And obviously, they're doing it for a reason. I think as a Formula One community, as a motorsport community, we shouldn't be harsh on the on Liberty Media and the Formula One, because obviously they are doing it for safety. Talking of safety, going back to Formula E now, Ma Huinghu, I think that's how you say it. Please don't slate me for it. Part of the Neo 33 Racing, he's been quarantined. So obviously, if you don't know what that means he's been taken to a facility where he's been kept private as such, because they think he might have the coronavirus, or he might have caught the coronavirus. So yeah, obviously, I hope he hasn't. I know that the mortality rate's low, but you know, there's still a possibility, and you know, I wouldn't want that to happen to a racing driver and a man of this sport that, you know, braves his life as such to entertain us. So, you know, my heart's going out to his family and everyone actually in Asia right now, because obviously, and the world to be fair, because obviously it's global, it's gone global. Most major countries have had at least one case of it being reported in their country. So yeah, motorsport at the moment, you know, the new Haas car, that's really hyped everyone up, I think. And obviously, I really like the fact that they've brought that out, because, you know, people are just, people are literally waiting. People are on the edge of their seats. Journalists, fans, everyone's on the edge of their seat. Because everyone just wants to see this thing go. Everyone wants to see the season get going. And as well with the tracks, no one wants these tracks to be closed. If you remember last time we had Suzuka was closed, there was a bit of uproar about that. But, you know, personally, I respect the opinion because no one would want to be going to these. Obviously, these are large events, you know. So if one person gets it, they start coughing, it's going to snowball, it's going to domino effect into something a lot bigger. And, yeah, and as a motorsport community, I think we should be trying to stop these sorts of things. And so, yeah, that is it for today's short podcast. But I thank you for everyone to listening. Remember, if you haven't listened to the last podcast, go listen to that. It's really insightful. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye.